Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
Carcast Moms.
We're back. It's been quite some time.
84 years. Oh man.
The ship has never been
Moved. Welcome to the Carcast Moms. I'm Tashina Galvin.
And I'm Stephanie Pellegrini.
Okay, welcome guys.
That's such a mouthful. Sometimes I really just despise my name. It's so long and awful.
Stephanie?
Pellegrini.
I mean, I don't think it's that. Oh.
You're an asshole. I'm so glad you parked right here next to my filing cabinet.
Is that your filing cabinet?
It can be.
Oh.
I'm assuming it's free.
It's I would assume it's free. There's a Michelob Ultra as well. So, I mean,
Just, I hate when people put stuff like that out on the curb. Like, first of all, nobody wants your junk that you leave on the
curb. That is not true. Have you ever seen something? Have you ever drove by something and it says free and then you flip around and it's gone?
No. I've seen a lot of things that said free, but I never go investigate to see if it's gone.
Well, I mean, like, I would drive by and it said free, and like 5 hours later it would be gone.
Most of the free things I see on this site are like something that I would not ever like a mattress that looks like five people have been murdered on it, or like bad stuff that should not be free on the side
half
of the road.
Half a dresser.
Or like a couch falling apart, like clearly full of bed bugs.
Yes.
Like, no.
There's this guy on TikTok. They go around, I don't know where they live. It must be in California somewhere. They go around looking for furniture that's on the side of the road. And I shit you not, every time he finds something, it's like a beautiful vintage couch. And it's like, motherfucker, who put that out there for free?
Yeah,
and then
staged.
He fucking sells it for $2,500.
There, when Joey lived in Dayton, he, like, lived right next to a vacant lot.
I thought you were going to say a crack house, and I was like,
pretty much. Pretty much. It was rough there. And in the vacant lot was this car that stayed there literally from the time Joey moved in until he left. So, years. 4 years? Four and a half? Maybe five? I don't know. I didn't. Anyways. And that fucking car stayed there with, like, people attacked it. Like,
they attacked the car?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, they would throw things at it. They used bats to, like, all the windows were busted out. Like,
maybe it was like a therapy car. You know when you go and get plates and then you throw the plates? Maybe it was like a therapy car.
There was, like, a shopping cart coming out of the windshield one day. Like, somebody, like,
do you know how
swung
heavy a
it.
Shopping cart?
That's what I'm saying.
How does somebody swing a shopping cart?
The Hulk came in.
Jesus.
And fucking took that car out. Like, there was a washing machine, like...
What? Do you know how heavy a washing machine is?
It wasn't in the car. It was just next to it. Because I think people thought, oh, here's a junkyard, and just started putting all their stuff next to it. So by the time he left, it was a washing machine, the car, the shopping cart, fucking couch. Like, the couch had a free sign. It was all dilapidated. Is that the word? Dilapidated?
Potato.
Anyways. Yeah, he lived in a great neighborhood.
Have you ever tried to move a washing machine? Every time we've ever had washing machine mishaps and we have to move it out, that motherfucker is filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
And
water everywhere.
8,000 pounds.
We moved ours and Joey almost died because he had it on a dolly, but decided, I don't remember how he did it. I just know that the dolly disappeared and the washing machine came down onto his foot and he fucking freaked out.
Yeah, no, they're not fun.
But it was because, I can't remember right exactly because it was a long time ago, but I do know for a fact he did exactly what I told him not to do right before it happened.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's the way it always happens. Don't do that.
Yeah. Bink.
Well, guys, what's happening in your world? Let us know. Give us a little, start talking to us. Go ahead. We'll give you 5 seconds. Great. I'm so glad to hear all of your stories. Now,
all two of you who still listen.
I know. Who knows who will listen to this one, but we're here.
You told me to remind you that you had a question for me.
I do, but not yet.
Sorry.
Not yet. Summer has ended. School is back in session. It was a little rough. Our girls have entered into the sixth grade. Well, I mean, you've got multiple girls. My girl has entered into the sixth grade. My son has entered into the second. Peyton was a nervous fucking wreck. To the point when we went to open house the night before, I thought I was going to fucking beat her ass. She was so rude to everybody.
Anxiety comes off weird sometimes. Like, it just does. I could tell she was nervous.
She was an asshat. And I was like, if you don't wrap it up.
I think she hates me.
Like, what? Why are you being so rude? I'm just nervous. What? Then just... She just had a look about her, like, don't fucking look at me, don't talk to me, don't touch me.
She was having none of it.
No.
It's all right.
Because she was worried about switching classes.
That's big. I remember when we first had to start switching classes. It's kind of scary. Do you still sometimes have nightmares that you've missed a class? Or, like, you can't get to your class or you're not going to graduate? Sometimes I still have nightmares where they, like, call me into the counselor's office and, like, explain to me that I don't have enough credits to graduate. And I'm like, oh, I can't not be a high school graduate.
Stephanie, we're 40 fucking 5 years old. No, I don't have, dreams about high school anymore.
Yeah, I have dreams I'm going to miss school. I really do.
I did have a fucking dream the other night that a Dementor was in my house. And not the Dementor from, like, Harry Potter or whatever those ones are called. I don't know which ones those are called. Or the ones from Stranger Things. But, like, I would wake up and, like, I was sleeping, obviously. And in my dream, it was standing, because from our bed, you can kind of see into the kitchen. It's, like, little ghost shadow frame. Kind of looked like the Grim Reaper a little bit. Was, like, floating in the kitchen. And then I would wake up and look down the hallway and he wouldn't be there.
But you'd
go back to sleep, wake up in the same part of the dream. I did that like 5 times the other night.
Weird.
And I was like, what the fuck?
And when you are asleep during that time, do you know that you're sleeping? Like, are you like...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, I knew I was asleep. And then I wake up, you know, like, oh, fuck. But like normally when you're having a good dream, you could never get back into that dream. It's only the bad ones.
Yeah.
But you know what it was? There's a clairvoyant type lady on TikTok. And she's really cute. She got a spooky little doll. And
she hexed you?
Well, she said, if you don't put a bubble around you, that even when you're watching the TikTok, sounded like an old woman, the TikTok, if you're watching TikTok or something and they're talking about like a creepy place or, you know, because they do a lot of the haunting ones too, like creepy places, that a spirit can travel through the phone.
Okay, I'm not following you. How do you put a bubble around yourself? Is this like a...
You're supposed to like... It's like a manifestation.
Oh, boy.
Like, where you're like, okay... Like, you see... Okay, scrolling through. Okay, here's the most haunted cemetery in North Carolina. And then you start watching it. And then you kind of get like a weird vibe. Like, ooh, creepy. You're supposed to like... I don't get where you go. I guess you're supposed to pause the video and be like, somebody hate a dog. And then you're supposed to put a bubble around you. Like, please, please don't let these spirits come to me. Please don't let these spirits come to me. I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do, but she said you're supposed to put some sort of force field around yourself because apparently people can do that. I cannot. I can't get through a thought without changing to something else.
Yeah, so basically that demon came into your fucking space and now he's haunting you.
Well, he didn't come. I mean, I finally got through it, and then the last time I fell asleep,
I didn't get
back into that dream, but yeah, he was there for a little while and I thought it was kind of rude.
I have dreams sometimes where I'm like dreaming but like awake at the, like, I can't, like, I'm trying to wake myself up but I feel like I'm like stuck on the in-between, like it freaks me out.
Ooh.
Like I'm trying to like open my eyes and I feel
if
like
you do that while you're sleeping, fucking Joey's gonna think that you're dying or you need an exorcist. Her eyes are rolling back in her head and her big lashes
they
are
do
just
that
fluttering.
Though like my whole like just so anxious and my body like I'm like shivering, it's crazy, and I cannot wake myself up. But I, like, know that I'm sleeping and I can't wake up. But I, like, I can open my eyes a little bit, but then they're just, like, glued back together. It's so weird. And it happens not very often, but sometimes.
Oh, I've never done that. In-between. Ooh.
And then one time I was, like, researching a little bit dreams. Because dreams, like, all dreams mean stuff.
Right.
Don't ever do that. Don't ever fucking do that.
I did that already
Don't do it.
Because I kept having dreams that my teeth were falling out. That is, like, my number. So, okay, here's the problem. Let me tell you. Let me get adjusted. So these two teeth are still baby teeth. Mm-hmm. I have no adult teeth underneath it. For the people that aren't watching, my bottom teeth, I guess they're a molar.
On each side, yeah.
Uh-huh. Are baby teeth. The gum is receding a little bit. Most likely, eventually, I might need to get a bridge. However, the roots on them are both really long. So they're fucking just down in the jawbone hanging out. So they're not loose or anything. But my biggest fear is one day I'm going to be eating an apple or a Cheez-It or something, and it's just going
to... It's going to be the apple. It's always healthy food that hurts you.
Yeah. It's just going to pop right out, and then I'm going to smile, and then it's going to be a big, giant gap. Mm-hmm. So there for a little while, it's pretty much every time I go and get my teeth cleaned, I'm worried they're going to be like, hey...
These teeth need to come out now.
And you're going to have to be bald in that area.
Bald.
You're going to have to be gummy in that area for a few days until we can get the new implant in. And it just hurts my heart to think that I might be bald one day right there. And then I had lots of dreams about my teeth falling out.
This reminds me of a story of one time when
I'm also getting my wisdom tooth, so.
You are?
Yeah. It's like, you know, when you're a baby and your teeth poke through or you had kids.
Can I take you to the appointment?
What appointment?
To get it out.
He said I don't need to.
Oh, really?
He said it's taken this long for it to come out. It's probably never going to come out.
But you said it's coming out.
It's like barely, like, you know, when your kids are barely getting teeth and you can see like the little nubby. Mm-hmm. It's like that. So I'm just a child still.
Well.
And I only got three of those too.
You certainly act like one. Now, so my story is about, I was a really big asshole one day. There was this lady.
One day?
Yeah, one time. In band camp. When I used to work at Rayleigh's, and I had...
When you were mean to me?
Yeah. I had gained like 80 pounds because I just had Trinity and I was like large and in charge.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, like it all stayed with me. And Heather came to the store and she was looking for me and there was this little lady there who had no fucking teeth at all. Like, no teeth. Heather asked her where I was, and the lady who had worked with me for like a year was like, Stephanie? Oh, the fat girl? Like this? Like she put her arms up like she's rubbing Santa Claus' belly? Like this Stephanie? Her? And Heather's like, yeah, that's Stephanie. So she's like, oh, I don't know, I haven't seen her. And then, after she like left, and Heather tells me like, this lady was like, oh, Stephanie, like she called me fat. And so then that I was pissed. Because first of all, it was true, but me, really? Anyways, so she came up to me and she was like, did your friend find you? And I'm like, yeah, and how would you like it if I described you by, oh, the lady with no teeth? And she was like, well, that was rude. And I'm like, maybe you're so skinny because you have no teeth.
No.
You can't fucking eat your food. And then I like walked away from her. That reminded me of that story.
Wow.
Well, she started it.
When I worked at the bank, there was a man, and he had little basset hound eyes. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying?
Like sad, like droopy? Like, yeah, uh-huh. Yes.
I know you know who I'm talking about. And his little bottom row of teeth, there was none. Except for there was just like a little tooth poking through, but his gums were like so swollen, like he had some sort of gingivitis type thing. And that motherfucker smelled so bad. And then he'd just want to linger and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Anyway, I don't know how this got into teeth bashing, but here we are.
Speaking of teeth, though, when you were pregnant, did you have dreams that your kids would come out with teeth?
No, but one time Matt and I went to a graduation.
We talked about this on the podcast once.
And that baby had a whole fucking row of teeth.
I had dreams that my babies came out with, like, brown teeth that were, like, falling out. Like, yeah, I had dreams about that kind of stuff a lot. Apparently, there's, like, weird teeth fetishes that we have.
Yeah, teeth are a big thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Maurice hasn't lost any of his teeth.
Not yet?
No, still.
Wow.
And they're all cemented there. I'm always like, because I don't want him to lose his teeth because when he's talking to somebody. Your neighbor has a shirt off, and he's just been flabbing his gab for hours since we sat here, and I didn't know that he was actually talking to somebody.
There was
and
somebody
then
there.
Somebody's finally stood up, so that makes a lot more sense. Because another dude, not
they're just coming out of the woodwork.
Wow, it's raining, man.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we've got the handshake. Is this a drug deal about to go down? It's always sketchy over here.
I don't know,
here.
But they probably got some crystal meth in that fourth drawer down.
I should bring Blady over here.
This is their, it's not a free filing cabinet.
That's the meth
It's the
filing?
Drug filing cabinet.
I should bring Blady over here and
they're like, take your pick. You got one through four.
We got marijuana, we got meth, we got fentanyl. Pick your poison.
Don't go for the fentanyl.
I don't understand how people... I mean, I understand. I get it. Like, yeah, you've done drugs so much that your body is, like, overexposed to it. And then you can do fentanyl. But, like, I don't understand how, like, if me or you touched it, we'd be dead.
I don't think people do fentanyl. Do they?
Yeah.
I think it's laced into drugs and it kills
it
people.
It can be.
But...
You can... So, like, supreme heroin addicts go to fentanyl.
Really?
Because they stop getting the high. Yeah.
Because I heard that just like a little like pinprick, like a little tiny amount can seriously like kill you.
That's why my husband, every time he stops somebody, is like freaking out. Yeah, it'll kill him. Like if Matt touches it, it'll kill him. Yeah. And then he pulled somebody over the other day and they were like, there's no drugs in that car. Obviously, because that's what they all fucking say.
I didn't kill that person.
I didn't do that.
I didn't sleep with that woman.
That bag of drugs wasn't up my butthole. Really? It was your fucking butthole. Yeah. Last time I checked, it wasn't somebody else's sewn
in. Shit, how'd that get there?
Who put that butthole on my butt? Fucking idiots. Anyway, and he pulled this guy over, not this is not my drug, this is not even my car, man. It's funny, it's registered to you. Idiot. Anyway, he started searching around.
Yeah, drugs.
Fentanyl.
Really? How do you know? What does fentanyl look like?
Have no idea.
Really?
Couldn't tell you. But Matt was very upset by it and was like, I wanted to punch that dude in the face. He said, I saw it before I touched it.
Well, that's good.
You know, but.
Yeah, so maybe not park next to the fentanyl filing cabinet.
I know. They're looking at us to try to see what we're doing.
Yeah, they think we're casing the joint. Like, are those guys undercover? Like, on Matilda?
Probably, because I'm, like, behind a little shrub over here.
They're speedball salesman.
Speedball salesman.
They're cops. Oh, Matilda, I used to love that show.
Me too. That's a good one. What did you do this summer?
A lot of shit. You know, July was probably the busiest month I've had since birth. No, I'm not kidding. I don't ever do anything. I don't ever go anywhere. I read books. Like, I just stay home. Like, and I got invited to do all the things because of my sister.
Nice.
Like, she invited me to do all the things.
Good for her.
Yeah, and so I'm pretty broke. It was like every fucking weekend that we were doing something. But it was fun. We went to the winery.
Yes.
And wine is literally the most putrid liquid on this planet.
I'm not a really big fan of wine either.
Awful. It's super awful. And then they let us try a dessert wine, which I did not know was a thing. And that was the sweetest. It was like straight syrup, like syrup wine. Yeah. The only wine I really like is white, and I don't really like it.
See, and I don't really like white wine. I feel like it's very tart.
I want to be a person who likes wine, though.
I like sparkling wines.
Doesn't it just look like so sophisticated? Or like people who are just like, oh, I'm going to have a bottle of wine or a glass of wine.
You know who fucking loves wine? Angela.
Does she?
That bitch knows everything about wine, knows what wine to get, knows what cheap wine to get
and
if you want it to be good.
What to pair with it.
Yeah, like smells it like she's a fucking Dapper Dan. Yeah, no, she's fantastic at it. And then she's like, oh, taste this, you'll love it.
There was this
tastes like a rotten grape.
There was this one cheese at the winery. Like, I want to go to cheese tasting. That's what the wine tasting did for me. It's made me want more cheese because there's tons of cheese. And there's like this one cheese there. It was a sharp cheese. And it had like cheese crystals in it. So, no, really.
Like a curd?
I don't know. But
cheese
it like
curd?
Every once in a while you'd get a crunch of cheesy goodness.
Oh my God, that
And
sounds
I was just
good.
Like, oh my God. It was like I ate that, like it was a whole triangle, complimentary.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one who ate it because I ate it all and didn't let them.
When we went to San Diego in May, we went to a winery. We just went to one and I wanted to keep going, but there were sparkling wines and I loved them and they were great. And we got a brioche bread with like melted cheese in them. It was so good.
So we went with Stacy, my sister's friend, and she is like best friends with the guy there who owns a restaurant.
Where did you guys go?
Sonoma County?
Okay.
Somewhere over there?
Yeah.
Fairfield. It's over in Fairfield.
Yeah.
Anyways, so he owns this restaurant there, and I wish I remembered the name of it.
We'll give you a shout out if we can remember.
It was so fucking good. But anyways, so all of these like wineries like sell, like they all know him. Like they, right. there it's a small little county. Right. They know each other. He buys their wine and stuff. So he went with us and we literally got, everything was comped.
Nice.
Do you know that entire trip I spent $21?
Really?
On the way there at Starbucks, I bought a $10 coffee. On the way home at Starbucks, I bought an $11 coffee. I don't know how it happened that one was 11 and one was 10, but that's how much money I spent that whole weekend because everything was fucking comped.
Nice.
And so then we had dinners at his restaurant. Oh my God, the food was good. And he like just ordered one of each appetizer, and like, I swear to God, I gained 12 pounds just in that weekend alone, and it was so good. But on Saturday night, we had reservations at his house. And he, or at his restaurant, and he knew one of the guys who owned the wineries there, that he has like tons of property there, and he has a super nice house on a hill with a super nice pool. You could see like all of the grapevines, and so
yeah,
he's
it was
like
gorgeous. She sent me
he's like, you can swim there. So we went swimming there, and we stopped at his restaurant before, and the bartender guy made us like these two huge pitchers. One's of mojito. Fucking awful.
Oh, I love mojitos.
Oh my God, yeah, if you want to suck on a fucking mint, you might as well just like grab a twig and suck. It was disgusting.
Oh, I love mojitos.
It was like licking grass.
No.
It was awful. I hated it. And then a pitcher of margaritas, and those were pretty good. And then they had like...
So what I'm getting from this is you just like tequila.
Basically.
See, and I'm not a fan of tequilas. I mean, I'll drink some margaritas, but margaritas are not my favorite.
So, yeah. That morning, we had drink... Well, he owns a deli also, and we went there for breakfast. And his dad was working there and brought us an entire fucking thing of champagne. With a mimosa, and so every time our mimosa came down, we just kept like filling it until we literally drank that entire bottle of champagne. And so like in 1 hour, like I don't think I've ever drank that much in my whole life, but in 1 hour I was like, I felt more in that fucking hour than I did at the two wineries we went to the night before. Like I was like, oh my God, you guys. And we hadn't even started yet. We had three wineries to go. So anyways, by the time we got to the pool, my sister's eyeballs were going in two different directions. And so I was like, shit, I'm going to have to stop drinking because somebody here has to be responsible. So I quit drinking. And then we had to fight about who was going to drive home, who was going to get us home, if we were going to bring the bartender with us. Like, they were trying to get him to come with us. And I had to be the mom, like, no. How old are you? Turn 21. Like, you're not coming with us. That's illegal in 67 states.
What?
Like, we have children who are almost your age. You are not coming with us. He's like, why are you trying to cock block me? I'm like, stay out. Like,
stay out.
Stay out of here. Anyway, so I had to be the responsible one, which is really, if at any point in your life, I am the one who has to be responsible, just so you know, we're all screwed.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like you've drank more this summer than anybody that I've ever met.
Yeah, so
recently.
Basically now I have a fucking problem.
Now you're a lush.
No, I'm just kidding, because I still don't like it at all. So then it was that. The next weekend was Night in the Country. The same two girls... who fucking, like, literally force you to drink with them. They're so forceful that it's... They really are. Like, fucking drink this or we can't be friends. So I drink it.
She's your sister.
I know. So then there's Night in the Country, and we drink a little bit too much there. I mean, I was literally impersonating a tube man.
Yes, I saw that lovely video. Fantastic.
My neck. It took, like, 3 weeks to recover from that one. Then the next weekend, we went to Topaz. And Joseph broke Chris's nose.
When you texted me that, I was like...
You want to know what's so stupid, too? Because it had been all weekend. He had a new hat, he had new sunglasses, and he doesn't like to get wet. Like, he likes to play in the water, but he doesn't like to be, like, fully in the water. He wants to, like, paddleboard, kayak, right. That kind of stuff. But we come from a family of assholes. Like, our main goal is to piss people off.
Right.
Like, we wake up trying to figure out how. So we had talked about it. We were there for 4 days. We talked about the first 3 days, like, okay, we're gonna tackle him off that paddleboard. I'm like, nah, he's wearing a new hat. We can't do it. So it's the very last day, like the very last fucking day that we're there, and there's some storm clouds coming, and so we're like, ah, it's probably time to get out. We knew we weren't gonna be swimming anymore, and so we like looked at each other like, we fucking have to do it. Like, we have to. So, but she's like, yeah, let's do it. So we both like, toop, plop right over at ours and start swimming towards him. And he knew. He fucking knew right away. He saw us and he sat down. He sat down and he's holding on to that thing. And like, you know how every good captain is supposed to go down with the ship? He refused to accept his fate. He was like a bucking like on... It took so fucking much effort to get that guy to go into the water. And when he finally did, he like did some like ninja flip through the air. Kicked her right in the face. So she went into the water. I saw it happen. And so I was like, oh no. I moved because I saw his foot coming and I moved.
Well, yeah, you got shot by him one time, so we can't be...
Right? Thank you. Yeah. It's time for somebody else to take the blunt of his... So she went into the water and she came out of the water with blood coming like this.
Oh.
And she goes...
Am I bleeding?
I'm fine. And I could see her face was shaped like a crescent moon. Her nose was. And so I'm like, no, you're not. She's like, no, I'm fine. Like, no.
Your nose
fucking
is
not.
That thing is,
that's broke. It's broken. And she's like, is that?
Is
and
it?
Then
is
she had there? Like a slice going above her toe. Her
toe?
So it was going above her eye. It was all cut. And that was bleeding too because Joey's fucking toenail sliced her open. And I'm like, oh my God, you're going to get fungi. Like, fungi in your eye. Anyways, so we go to the emergency room because we're in Topaz and Gardnerville's like 15 minutes away. We go to the emergency room and he's talking to her and he's like, yeah, that's broken. But the lady that was like, you know when they bring you into like the little triage room before you see a doctor and she's taking her fucking...
vitals.
Yeah, and we had to wear a mask because of COVID. And so she was like telling her she could take it off and asking her if she wanted ice. And that nurse fucking said something. Oh, it was about the mask because she told her like, you can take it off. And she goes, if my face looked like that, I wouldn't want to wear a mask. And I'm an asshole. So I was like, Carissa. She meant that in the nicest way possible. And the nurse realized what she'd said. And she just, like, flopped down on the table, like, oh, no, I didn't mean it that way. You look fine. I mean, your nose is clearly broke, but you look fine. Like, I didn't mean that rude. But anyways. So then the doctor came in and was like, yeah, you're going to need to fix that. Let's see if Dr. Manoukian will see you. Comes back in, and he's like, okay. He's in the office today, so he wants you to, it's just right across the street, just go over there and see him. And I was like, holy fuck, this is a bad break. He's coming in on a Saturday? It was fucking Tuesday.
Oh.
We had been on vacation for so long, I forgot what day it was. Both of us looked at each other like, he's going to come in on a weekend? That's so nice of him.
Right?
No, it was fucking Tuesday.
It was Tuesday.
Yeah. So then we get in there and he's like, yeah, that's about a grade two, grade three break. We're going to have to fix that. She was in surgery on Friday. Yeah.
Never looked better, though, because I saw her at the fair and rodeo and didn't even register in my mind that her nose has been broken in the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, no, she looks great.
She looks fantastic. Yeah. Her hair was real cute. She looked adorable that day. I was like, damn.
She's feeling herself, too.
Good. She should be.
She's, yeah.
Good for you, Carissa. Get it, girl. Anyway.
So, and I don't think Joey felt bad at all, honestly, because... I'm pretty sure he was thinking, fuck around, find out.
Right.
Wait, I mean, we totally brought that on ourselves. And as we're driving home and she's crying because it was just a stressful situation for her. So much money she had to pay for all that. And she's like, why are we the way that we are? Like, we were going out of the water. We were leaving. Like, why did we have to go back and do that?
Right. I don't know. That's what it is.
But that guy, don't ever try and get him off a paddleboard.
No, I don't think I will.
He can, so if you're sitting on the paddleboard with your legs on each side and you start to tip him, that guy can maneuver himself to where the paddleboard will tip all the way over onto the other side and somehow he's on it. Like, he flips over so that he's on the other, like, the paddleboard's going and he's going the opposite direction. It's insane. He's pretty good at it. He should ride bulls.
Got them ninja skills.
Yeah.
I think I'll tell him that the next time I see him. He should ride bulls.
Speaking of that, were you at the rodeo for the whole thing or did you come in later? Were you there for the very first ride where the guy got fucking stuck on the horse?
Where I was sitting right next to you fucking time? Yeah, Steph, I was there the whole fucking time.
Okay, I knew you were there, but I didn't know if you were there the whole time.
Wow. Yeah, no, I was there the whole time.
You watched that?
Yeah. And he got dragged around. Oh, are you talking about the Bronc kid?
The very first rider.
Or the bull rider.
No, the very first guy on the horse.
Yeah, the one that got rolled around the freaking arena for hours because they couldn't catch him.
Yeah, and did you see the rope that they tried to rope him with didn't have a rope at the end? Didn't, like, that... It was just a fucking rope? Like, did you notice that?
Well, it was, but then when they went to go reel it back in, it...
Oh. I was like, how are you gonna catch him without a fucking loop?
It had a loop, but then when they pulled it, the loop...
But they didn't, it didn't pull on anything because it didn't land on anything.
Right, but then it hit the ground. And then they pull it back and then the loop goes.
All I know is I was really fucking... I never go watch the rodeo. Ever. And there was like three strikes right in a fucking row of why I'm not a huge fan.
Why?
The very first, when they were like trying to get the horses to come out and one of the horses was not cooperating and that fucking guy like stood above him and stomped on that fucking horse's head 5 times in a row. That really made me mad. Did you see that?
Have you ever dealt with an angry horse?
No, but I... It's not the point.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was real mean.
He's fine. Guarantee it.
I'm sure he is, but I didn't like it. And then right after that, the very first rider comes out and he gets stuck on the fucking horse and he's fucking...
You want to know why he got stuck?
Because his hand was stuck.
Because he had a suicide grip on. It's not supposed to come off. And then he fell off because he sucks.
Well, I'm not.
I'm just telling you why he got stuck on there because he had a suicide wrap on there.
I'm just trying to tell you.
It's called a suicide wrap for a reason.
And I didn't like it at all. I'm just trying to tell you. I did not like watching it. I was like this. Get him off! Get him off! Get him off! Somebody help him! I was freaking out. I'm like, I'm gonna see a death today. Like that horse was trampling on his legs, and then they finally got him off, and he's just like laying there. And I'm like, oh my god, he's a goner. He's dead. I just watched that guy fucking die. And then he, like, stood up and walked away.
Yeah.
Like, okay, but I'm pretty sure. Have you ever watched The Guardian where Ashton Kutcher is, like, hanging from...
Kutcher.
Whatever his fucking name is. He's, like, hanging from the helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the same thing. He ripped every single tendon and muscle in that...
Oh, I'm sure.
Arm.
Yeah. Yeah, he was on there for a long time. What was the third one?
Oh, I don't remember now.
Oh.
I think it was the bull rider that got stomped.
Yeah, that was a little rough.
Yeah. It's hard to watch, I'm telling you.
My favorite was the little ponies.
Yes.
Because I thought
it was
hilarious.
I liked the kid parts.
They had... Those can be mean, though. I was waiting for one of them little ponies to freaking mess one of them kids up.
Yeah.
They didn't. They did really well. My son caught a sheep. Or my son caught a pig.
It was like he did.
My son caught a pig. Somebody had posted online this big old long rant about pigs being intelligent animals, which they are.
They're the smartest animal.
Mm-hmm. And that how they shouldn't do that for fun and blah, 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 blah.
We always gonna have these PETA fuckers.
And it was like, first of all, most of the people that get those pigs.
Was it my post?
No.
Okay.
Most of the people that, the kids that grab those pigs, they eat those pigs. Like, those pigs are being raised for bacon.
Which most people who are complaining eat.
Right. And I agree with you. Pigs are very intelligent. However, if you were bleeding and got into a pen with a pig, it would eat you. So, you know, pick your battles. You know what I mean?
Tit for tat.
Yeah. So Maurice caught a pig again. We had no place to put it. So he sold that sumbitch. Then he rode sheep. He got fifth that night. And then ended up second.
Yeah, he did really
good. Yeah.
He did really good.
Yeah, he got second on Saturday. And then Peyton and Layton are too big. Their poundage is too heavy now for sheep riding. So now they're going to have the little wild pony exhibit. So there's three people. They all three have to hold the rein or the little leash or whatever's on it. And then one's got to, like, duck its head. The other one's got to hold the rein, and the other one's got to get on it for $2. And those little ponies can be spicy. I watched some of the YouTube videos. They're called Wild Pony Races. Go ahead and Google that, because they're flipping hilarious. I watched one where the three kids were, like, holding on to the rope. They opened the chute. That little pony came charging out of there, like, Mach 70, and it knocked all those kids on their butts, and it just dragged them around the arena.
And it's so funny. Layton lost his boot trying to do that.
Layton lost his boot. Peyton's all, I almost got hung. And if you watch the video, there's a part where the rope just goes tight. And then her head just goes, bling, and it just goes right up, oh right up her Adam's apple.
She got decapitated. Yeah. She got decapitated.
Yeah. So, yeah. Otherwise, we haven't really... I bartended at night in the country.
And I saw you.
I may or may not be over that little situation. I'm over a lot of things right now, to be honest.
Can I
you have turned into me, and I've turned into you.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I feel like this year... I don't know what it is about this year, if Mercury has been in retrograde since the day.
It starts next week,
the first day. I don't think it's ever come out.
Yeah, no, it hasn't.
Because this year is the most... I feel like I've, like, changed internally. Like, there's so much stuff that I just, like, don't even want to fuck with anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fucking like most people. Like, yeah. 85% of people. I'm done with, like, everything. Like, I don't give... fucks about anything. I've never been like that before.
And do you also just feel like there is not enough time in the day to do anything? Yeah. Like, you literally wake up, go to work, come home, eat, go to bed. Like, it doesn't feel like there's a gap in time at all. Yeah. It's just like boom, 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 boom. And you're like, okay, well, it's the weekend. And then boom, it's boom. Like, okay, it's Monday again.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like a slide. We talk about it on Friday. Friday, like, you literally just slide right into Monday. It's like Saturday and Sunday don't even exist anymore. But no, I agree. And you just wake up and do the same fucking thing every single day. It's so monotonous. Like,
yeah. Or then it's not monotonous, but it's just fucking total carnage and chaos. Like, if it's not monotonous, then hell is on fire because everybody's breaking their arms. We got cancer. We got this. We got that. It's like... can we get a fucking break?
Yep.
Nope, we're going to go back into monotony. It's like, oh, okay, yep. Cool.
Yep.
And I'm really trying not to be a Debbie Downer, but recently I've just been like, I fucking hate everything and everyone, and I really want to go to a tropical island where I don't have to talk to nobody.
Yeah, I'm feeling that a lot. Like, I used to be the type of person that, like, it would physically hurt my heart if I knew somebody else didn't like me. Like, and I was like, why? What did I do? Like, I'm trying to, like, fix things, and now I'm like, I don't fucking like you either. Like, I just have, I don't know, I have a bad attitude. I guess that's what you could call it. I have a bad fucking attitude.
I think it's because of Corona.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I feel like everything just kind of got tilted upside down, and now the world is just like, meh, nobody's kind anymore, nobody cares, nobody, like...
Like, I feel like I'm doing the can-can on the fucking, like, here's a tightrope, and on this side is sanity, on this side is extreme mental health, like, issues, and I'm, like, fucking doing the can-can on it, and then one day I'm like, ooh, I got this, and then the other day I'm like... I just want to sleep for 7 days.
Yes.
Don't fucking talk to me. Like, and I can feel it. Like, there's something wrong with you. Fix it.
I don't think you're alone, though, is the problem. Like, I honestly don't. And I don't know what it's from. Because I am very much the person, well, used to be. Like, I want to go out. I want to do things. Like, Night in the Country used to be my favorite event. I get to see all the people I love. Like, the people that are out there. Like, I love those people. They're hilarious. It's my favorite.
And now you're like, no.
Before it even happened, I was like, I don't want to serve you people alcohol.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun to me anymore. Yeah. We might be getting old.
Maybe that's what it is. Old Stephanie is a savage. She's fucking...
We might just be getting old. I may be just getting old and not caring about anything, to be honest.
But it's like, I keep going back and forth to where... I, like, enjoy where I'm at, because it's very freeing to just, like, not give a fuck about what other people think or, like, anything.
Right.
Like, just, but then I'm kind of like, no, it's becoming very narcissistic. There's, like, a lot of people in your life that also matter, you know, like your kids and the man you live with and stuff, because I'm just, like, in this little bubble. I don't fucking care. Like, oh, you mad at me? Go to bed. Like, I don't fucking care. Like, I cannot even...
Oh, it's not, like, outside people. It's, like, inside people,
it's
too?
It's every single person on this earth. Like, well, you mad at me? Okay. Like, I don't fucking care about, like, shit.
Yeah, I don't
Except
know.
For my mom. If my mom were to be mad at me, I'd be devastated, honestly. Mom, don't be mad at me.
Mom, don't be mad at me.
But, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Something has definitely tilted. They're putting some sort of probiotics
you
in
know
our
what
chicken
it is?
Or something.
It's that fucking portal that they just opened.
Is that what it is?
Did you see that?
No.
I wish I remembered the Cerna or something like that.
Oh, it's yeah.
This big black fucking hole that they just opened. It's probably that.
I wish they'd swallow us up here pretty soon because I'm about over it, to be honest. Right? Like,
yeah, and
let's
now,
get a redo.
And now my fucking blinker doesn't work.
Well, goddamn, to top it. Cherry on the topping.
First of all, my house is sinking because I've had a water leak for 11 years that I never got fixed. So there's just a constant body of water on the left side of my house, and I thought it was normal because I've never owned a house before, and I thought we're just, there's water here because we have a lake.
Oh, because we have a pond.
Yeah, this is a pond, and I have koi fish in it, and I just thought it was normal. Anyways.
She does not really have koi fish in it.
No, I'd kill them. I can't even keep
the fish in your tank alive.
And so I found out that it was a pop-off valve in my water heater.
Oh, that, shit.
Really easy fix.
Yeah.
That I could have fixed 11 years ago, if you were wondering.
Yeah.
So my house wouldn't be fucking sinking. But anyways, I have been spending like $300 a month on my gas bill. Almost $200 a month on my water bill. And this has been since I moved in, so I'm just thinking like, oh, I'm an adult. This fucking, fuck bills. They suck, right? No. That's a very high bill.
That's a very high bill.
Yeah. So I finally get that fixed. Okay.
We water the whole fucking neighborhood for like $180.
Yeah. No. So I get that fixed. Finally, my gas bill is down to like $35. My water bill was like 80 something. Perfect. Same fucking month. My power bill is $355. I'm like, what the fuck's this? What's this?
Well, there was like a big thing going around that Envy Energy was like really screwing people because Keisha had brought it to my attention. It was on TikTok. That people all over Nevada, their rates surged. And
that's
that's
a big fucking surge.
Yeah, no, like hers went from like 140 to like 350.
So I looked, because on your app, it breaks it down to like...
categories?
Yeah. $277 of that went to cooling my house. Well, something's fucking wrong.
Right.
So I called... and they came and they blew out my coils. Because we have dogs who fucking live at my house now. They haven't lived there before. It's completely clogged with dog hair. And we were out of Freon. Hmm. So now my house is cool.
I was going to say, it was pretty cool in there when I just walked in. When I thought there was like something really wrong.
My daughter has been having back issues. And so she was sitting in a chair with a heating pad.
She's got poliosis.
She's got poliosis. Anyway, she's sitting in a chair with a heating pad, and then she got up to eat dinner, and Tashina sat in that chair, and she talked to us for like 20 minutes before she's like, why is it so fucking hot in here?
I was like, my boobs were sweating, my arm got hot, and then I kind of leaned back, and I was like, god damn, why is this chair burning me? And it was a fucking hot pad. Oh, and then I walked in, and I walked into the living room, and it was like Stephanie, her mom, John, all of 18 children that are in there. Joey's slaving away in the kitchen.
Making dinner.
I'm like, what is going on in here? Everybody looks like their cat died. I was like, oh, fuck, did something happen? And John's like, why does everything have to happen? And I'm like, well, it just seems like a lot of fucking people in this living room right now for nothing to be, like, problematic, but that's how my life has been recently, so.
Yeah. That's where we're at in life. Like, you just automatically assume the worst.
Yeah.
Who died? What happened? Like,
yeah, the last fun I feel like I had was when we went to my nephew's 21st birthday party. And then after that has been a little bit of a roller coaster.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that at some point...
I don't remember the last time I had fun ever in my life.
Oh, you shut up.
Just kidding. Next weekend, I'm going to Las Vegas again. I'm going to try that out. Flying there. Do you remember what happened last
time? Yes, I sure do. Why are we doing that again?
Because my sister bought plane tickets and tickets to see Ursher.
Ursher?
Ursher?
We're going to Salt Lake City tomorrow.
Are you? I was going to ask
you. For 4 days.
I was going to ask you because you told me you were going out of town or you weren't going to be here. Well, where are you going and why?
We're going to, Matt has a pistol shoot competition. But it should be fun. It's just
going to
be.
Is it just you and him?
Yeah. It's just going to be me and Matt, and then his friends are going. So, and then I think we're going to meet up with his aunt and have dinner and stuff. So, that'll be nice. A little break. I don't have to take anybody's pictures. I don't have to. No.
Driving.
7 hours.
Yeah. And you leave tomorrow?
At noon.
Ugh.
Have I packed anything?
No.
No.
You won't
until
11:30.
Is there anything washed?
No.
No. Am I going to pack tonight?
No.
No, I don't think I am. I have no care to want to go. And he, poor thing, is like, so he asked me if I wanted to go. And I was like, ugh, no, that sounds terrible. Ugh, it's the only weekend I don't have to take somebody's pictures. I'm not going somewhere. I'm going to chill out at home. And then he asked me again. And I was like, you know, the kids are in school. I don't think, you know, nah, I don't think so. And then he looked so fucking sad.
He gave you the guilt trip look.
And then, like, a week later, he asked me again, and I thought, this motherfucker really wants me to go with him if he's asked me. Normally, he just lets it go the one time, and if I don't say yes, then he's fucking, see you later, guys. But apparently, he wants me to go, so.
It's like he really loves you or something.
Yeah, and I don't really know why.
You're such a peach.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun, though.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I just, it's the getting me there at this point. Like, I don't want to do anything. I want to stay in my house and be a hermit. I've never wanted to stay in my house and be a hermit before in my entire life. And that's all I want to do. And in the foreseeable future, there is no staying at home for me to be a hermit.
Yeah, no.
Every weekend, there is something. Until about December 10th.
Yeah, see, I don't live that kind of a life. I refuse.
But I've decided today.
You're going to start saying no?
No. That I'm going to be taking a sabbatical from January to, I think, about May on taking pictures for people.
That's good. You need that in your life. It stresses you out.
It stresses me out, and I just, it's not giving me any joy anymore. And I mean, I'll do like the senior pictures that I, cause like some of them, I have four seasons for a couple of them and some of them need it to be before, you know, they graduate.
Yeah.
So I'll do those, but I'm not going to do any family pictures or anything until after May, after tax season, because from now, January
till tax season
to tax season. And I'm going to be doing quite a bit of work this year coming up. Cause I got a whole ass office. Oh yeah. I got my own office, guys.
Woohoo.
Yeah. It's real cute. I love it.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So I'm going to be real busy and I just cannot have the time to do that.
I'm proud of you.
We'll see if that actually happens or not.
Yeah. I have been like trying to research ways that I could make a living without leaving my house.
Oh, me too.
And you can, it's no. No, you can't.
Or without working.
Yes. Like I just want to read and do art for like my life. Why is that so fucking hard?
You can send your chonies to people or take feet pics.
On OnlyFans?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have cute feet, except for somebody told me I had a big toe.
You do have a giant toe. I did have cute feet, and then I got my toenail ripped off, and now it looks like a fucking...
Do the other foot.
Hunchback. It's fucking so fucked up right now. And then Matt just goes, oh, it's coming back, though.
Is it coming back?
Sort of.
A little bit.
Well, Monica, Moni made fun of me at the fair.
Did she?
Because I made fun of Monica because she was wearing cowboy boots with really tight pants. And then they were not over the cowboy boots. They were inside of the cowboy boots. And she was like, don't fucking say anything to me. And I was like, I wasn't going to. I was staring at her.
I love her. She's hilarious.
And then she was like, look at you. Your toenails aren't even painted. I was like, motherfucker, I had a traumatic injury. And she was like, what? So then I had to tell her because I think she was drunk. I had to tell her, and then I showed her the pictures, and she was like, okay, you get a pass. I was like, all right, but you still look ridiculous with your boots and your pants.
She came up to me and was like, I've been watching all your Hannah stuff. It's so cool. I'm going to have a party, and you're going to come. It's going to be a goddess party or something. I don't know. I just thought of it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Oh, man. These birds next to you are like, it's like the birds out there. You know what I am excited for, which I've never really been excited for in my entire life, and I know I'm getting old at this point. Here's another drug deal going down. Autumn.
Fall?
Yep, same thing as autumn.
Oh, it falls easier. Yeah, I have never, like, I'm excited for it too.
So excited.
I'm more excited for it this year than I ever have been.
Yes, me too. Like,
I can't wait to
done
cuddle
with heat.
With, like, blankets and,
ooh,
like,
be Joey. I was
no,
like, oh, that's cute.
No. With blankets, yeah, and a book.
Apple cider.
Yeah.
I really want to go to Apple Hill again.
I've never been there.
We've been there. We went there a long time ago, and I really enjoyed it. But you got to go with, like, the right people, not people that are going to fucking bitch the whole time. Like, if you're going to bitch,
count
get out of
out
my car.
Count me out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like me and
you can't
all
go
the kids.
By yourself. You gotta go with your sister and Stacy. That would be fun
Those
for you.
Those fuckers get me to do things that I would never.
See? There you go.
They're a lot of fun, but See? My God. It's dangerous to be around them. Yeah, it's like Sunday. We're driving home. We're supposed to be driving home. They decide to have breakfast. And by the time breakfast is over, they're like, well, I mean, I don't have to be to work till Wednesday. I mean, I could call in. Oh, well, should we schedule some more wine?
No, I would like to go home.
Oh, let's do an olive oil taste. Okay, let me see. Oh, yeah, we can do it, but we can't get in till 3. And I'm sitting over here, like, choking on my sausage, like, I want to go home, guys. I have never drank this much in my life. I feel like fucking shit. Like, we're so far away. It's a lot of work being the responsible one. Take me home.
I want to go home. I hate that. When so they're you like, just want to be home.
Yeah, and everybody at the table's like, oh, yeah, let's do it. And I'm over there like,
no. No, let's not do it.
No. Chris is like, you want to?
No.
No. I don't. I'm sorry. Go home. I have to work tomorrow.
Mm-mm. Unless I have a 48-hour notice before work, I don't want to do it. Which is Friday. Yeah. 48 hour before the next time. And I don't
want to do all the things ever again. Never.
No. I hope you guys are feeling the same boat we are. Tell us if you think there's a time portal. Has something happened? I really do feel like it has to do with the coronavirus and all that bullshit that we had to go through for no fucking reason.
Mental health, like, started there. And I don't think... I have decided, because now that I'm, like, around the public all day, every day, there's not one sane person I fucking know. Like, I keep thinking, like, this is the weirdest fucking person I've ever talked to. And then the next one's just as fucking weird. And then I'm like, maybe they're thinking the same thing about me, too. Because I've been told before that I, like, march to the beat of my own drum, you know? So I've just come to the conclusion that there's not a fucking sane person out there anymore. Like, not one. There's not one.
I feel like I'm pretty sane. What's wrong with me? Go ahead, list them.
We'll do that on the next. We'll do the... Tune in next week
for... We don't have enough time to list all the things that are wrong with you.
It's not even that they're just things that are wrong with you. It's just that people are fucking weird.
People are weird. And every day I look at somebody, I'm like...
And then I have this weird thing happening lately where I'm, like, having a discussion in my head. So, like, maybe multiple personality. I don't know. But... Like, there's something that I want to say, and I'm literally telling myself, like, don't fucking say that, don't say that, don't say that, until it, like, comes out of my mouth. I'm like, what the fuck? I just said that?
Rein it back in.
And then I'm, like, have anxiety for 6 days, and I can't sleep, because all I can think of, like, I picture myself saying that, and them looking at me like, did she just fucking say that? I cannot keep it in my mouth. I just, it's weird. Like, what? And I even say, like, you're not, no, keep your mouth shut. And then I have some, like, nervous habit where it's, like, really quiet. And I'm like, I can't even think of something right now. But it just comes out like word vomit.
Oh, sorry. That was really a wind up. Bless you. This guy got out of his car.
That's a
rolled up. Let me finish my story. Rolled up his window, got out, shut his old lady in there. Car must not be on because she fucking opened the door and is like, so that just like, and he's fucking working on this car, like, has got it up on jacks now and everything, and she's fucking out there like a dead fish. What the hell? Well, guys, it's been a pleasure.
You were gonna ask me a question.
Oh, here's my dilemma. And I know you are really good at organization, like, food-wise, so grocery shopping-wise. I know you do, like, the list, and you stay on top of what you're supposed to eat during that week. Like, example, Monday we're having meatloaf, Tuesday we're having tacos, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so when I do that, I don't do a fucking dinner that I had planned for the week. Not one. Not a fucking one. The strawberries go bad, the cheese go bad, the milk goes bad. So, last night, I went to the store twice this week. Okay? It is Wednesday, and I've been to the store every night. But, When I normally go grocery shopping, it costs me about $8,000. The last two times I've been there, $30 each.
So you're just going to go every day?
My question is, how do you people grocery shop? Because there's a few people that I've seen in there every day. So I'm like, this bitch, every day she's coming. And I thought, maybe for me, that's the way to go. Because
just whatever I decide, craving.
Whatever I decide I'm going to eat, I'm going to just go run and get it really quick. We're a whole 3 seconds away from the store. Maybe I just have to be one of those people that goes to the store every day. Because when I buy $8,000 worth of groceries, that shit goes bad and I don't ever use it. Like, what was... that's wasted money.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys do to grocery shop? You obviously do the organization and you...
Yeah, but I'm not, like, super strict on it. Like, first of all, we're the most boring fucking people you've ever met. We have 5 dinners that we rotate around. Like, seriously, we don't...
Oh, serious?
Yeah.
Oh... Yeah, we don't
know. Yeah, see, you wouldn't like it. And for me, like, especially, I mean, I've gained 18 pounds, so we can't exactly say it's fully
you and everybody else,
working.
Girl, me too.
Oh, I thought you were going to give me a high five. Oh. But, like, we buy the same things. And so I don't generally, like, okay, spaghetti tonight, tacos. Like, I might write it down, but we're lenient. Like, if I have spaghetti written down and we want tacos, we'll make tacos. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you're using those ingredients that you got on the weekend.
Yes, because we literally, I could walk into Smith's blindfolded,
folded,
and get everything that I normally, we do not venture out.
Oh.
Sometimes we might find like a deal on like meat and we're like, ooh, let's.
Let's have a pork chop
tonight.
Let's
get bone-in pork chops.
Oh, sure.
Because normally we just get the small baby pork chops without the bone, you know? So, like, we are pretty adventurous when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah. No, I mean, I definitely see the adventure.
We're, like, living our life. Yeah, for sure. But,
yeah. Okay. Well, we're very exotic compared to what you do.
Like, yes, you know.
Like, I would Pinterest the meals for the week. Like, what I want. Like, Shanghai noodles we're doing, you know.
Stay in Japan.
Like, we do some fancy type shit.
Yeah, no.
And then I end up being like, that's too many fucking steps. I don't want to cook that. Let's just eat out. So then I'm wasting money on eating out, and then I'm wasting money on Shanghai noodles that I'm not going to cook. Singapore noodles are real good, too. But I'm just saying, like, maybe the way for me to go and my ADHD is... Also, I've definitely 100% self-diagnosed ADHD in my... Oh, fuck.
You have it.
Every fucking item...
Every box that needs to be checked is checked?
No.
Unless you forgot to check the box?
Unless I thought about something else while I was doing it and walked away.
Yeah.
I literally found an ADHD cleaning checklist. My whole house was clean.
Look at you.
Who knew you had to take a water break in between scrubbing your toilet and the sink? Fucking kept me on track, though. Whatever. It is what it is. So anyway, I just want to know how you guys are grocery shopping and what you guys do. Cool? Thumbs up. High five. We'll be back in 7 months.
No, we need to start doing this because... It is kind of exciting. Like,
it's kind of therapeutic,
yes.
Too. I think it helps.
Yeah, and maybe this is why we are so mental, because we haven't done it for so long. We have not sat in this car and talked shit with each other in months.
Right.
So I think we need to.
Okay, cool.
So we'll see you next week. And we do have a surprise coming if it ever fucking comes in the mail.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. And it's going to be a bet surprise that I'm definitely going to lose because...
No, you can't. You have to.
No, I mean, I'm going to try.
Okay.
But I know I will lose because I'm not going to be able to... withstand that.
Yeah.
So
it'll be fun.
Anyway, we also you guys, real quick before this ends, our last video has gotten 1,000,000 views and we have gotten some hate. So that's how you know
that we've made
it. If you want to go ahead and laugh your little faces off, go to our Carcast Moms page on Facebook and look at that video of us doing the Sprite Challenge.
You don't even necessarily have to watch the
No, not
thing.
The video. Just look at the comments. The comments are gold.
We got fucking roasted and
we roasted
them right back. And I don't think people liked it because we got blocked.
Immediately. They like said a snooty comment. We said a snooty comment back and blocked immediately because I went to go search him up, and they were like, no, we're not, we're done with you. So go ahead and read those comments, because they're hilarious.
Yeah, I was having lots of fun with it.
So, all right, well, it's been fun. We'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.